אז אנחנו נפתח את
תלמוד 10 הספר. We will start the study of Tess with a preparation passage from this for the study from Bala Sulam's concealment and disclosure of the face of the Creator. One. One's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment brings one who contemplate the books, the Torah, and to draw from there the illumination and understanding how to strengthen his faith in his guidance. These illuminations and observations that one receives through the Torah are called the Torah as a spice. When they accumulate to a certain amount, the Creator has mercy on him and pours upon him the Spirit from above, that is, the higher abundance. Again. One's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment brings one to contemplate the books, the Torah, and to draw from there the illumination and understanding how to strengthen his faith in his guidance. These illuminations and observations that one receives through the Torah are called the Torah as a spice. When they accumulate to a certain amount, the Creator has mercy on him and pours upon him the Spirit from above. That is, the higher abundance.
Ken, nigash le tas.
Yes, let's approach the test.
So reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first part, Histaklut Pnimit, inner observation, we are in item 29. Chapter 8, title, Chokhmah is called light and Chasadim is called water. Bina is called upper water and Malchut is called lower water. 29. Now we shall explain the meaning of the four Bchinot, phases of cause and consequence necessary to complete the form of the will to receive.
Just before that, let's not forget that we're all studying together as a single group. Everyone thinks about everyone, and between us, inside of us, we want to discover the Creator, the upper force, the force of bestowal that connects us together. And what we learn has to, what we study has to assist us in this. All in all, we all just want to discover the Creator, which is the force of bestowal inside us. Please.
So I am 29 again. Now we shall explain the meaning of the four Bechinot of cause and consequence necessary to complete the form of the will to receive. It is written, the waters were conceived and begotten darkness. It means that there are four Bechinot, discernments of light in Atzilut. The first discernment is called light, namely light of Chokhmah. And the second discernment is called water, which is Chasadim. The first discernment extends from above downward without any assistance from the lower one. The second discernment extends with the help of the lower one. Hence the name water, Maim, for it is the nature of the light to be above and the nature of the water to be below. There are also two discernments within the water, the upper water, by Chinat Dalet, the fourth phase in the four phases, and the lower waters, by Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase in the four
Bchinot.
Questions? I don't know, perhaps to read again, or... 19, okay, well.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says that the first discernment extends from above downwards without any assistance from the lower one. The second is with assistance from the lower one. Why is there assistance from the lower one but not from the upper one?
Bechina Aleph doesn't take the lower one into account, but only what exists in the upper one from the Keter. We have the Bchinat Chokhmah, and she is full of light from the Keter, according to it's the light of the purpose of creation, but in order to reach the light of the purpose of creation, then the force of the correction of creation is awakened, and that's the Bchinah Bet, the second discernment. And these two forces, Chokhmah and Bina, that's the upper waters and the lower waters. That's how they work on creation, establishing the goal. The force of Chokhmah is the upper force, and that is the goal, the purpose. It's what the Creator wants the created beings to receive, like the host and the guest. And the force of Bina is the opposite. It's the force of correction, which the Creator doesn't... Well, there's no need to create the created beings to begin with if you made them and filled them up. Well, so where do they feel anything, any action? It all comes only from the upper one, rather. Instead, there has to be some awakening here by the lower one. And then, according to that awakening, he will receive from the upper one. So the power of bestowal later builds the Malchut, and the more the lower one awakens, he can receive from the upper one, and then the lower one has an existence of its own.
Dudi read now, I don't know why he didn't relate to it, that until the Creator has mercy on him. He read this now from the introduction to from the concealment and disclosure. Until he has mercy on him?
Yes, it is until he hears what the lower one wants.
I don't feel he has mercy over me, really.
You don't feel it because there is no one to be merciful for, yes. Yes, I understand the Creator. I understand the Creator. Continue. Clarification.
Explanation of the expansion of the light of Ensof into the four phases in order to uncover the Kli, which is the will to receive.
Yes.
Item 30. For that reason, any expansion of the light of Ensof consists of 10 Sfirot. It is because Ensof, which is the root and the emanator, is called Ketel. The light of the expansion itself is called Chokhmah, being the entire measure of expansion of the light from above, from Ein Sof. It has already been said that the will to receive is incorporated in every expansion of light from above. However, the form of the desire does not actually become apparent before the desire to extend light awakens in the emanated being more than the measure of his expansion. Thus, because the potential will to receive is incorporated immediately in the light of the expansion, the light is compelled to bring the potential to the actual. Consequently, the light awakens to extend additional abundance, more than a measure of its expansion from Ein Sof. It is in that light that the will to receive actually appears and acquires the new form through a transformation of form. That makes it darker than the light, for it gained oviut, coarseness, through this change of form. That part that has become more coarse is called Bina, as in the verse, I am understanding Bina, power and Gvoah is mine. Indeed, Bina is a part of Chokhmah, meaning the very light of expansion of Ein Sof. However, because she increased her desire and drew more abundance than the measure of her expansion in Ein Sof, she thus acquired a change of form and grew a little more coarse than the light. In this manner, she acquired her own name, namely the Sphira of Binah. The essence of the additional abundance that she extended from Ein Sof by the power of her increased desire is called the light of Chasadim, or upper waters. This is because this light does not extend directly from the light of Ein Sof, like the light of Chokhmah. Instead, it is assisted by the emanated being who intensified the desire, consequently acquiring a separate name, the light of Chasadim, or water. Now you find that the Sphira of Bina consists of three kinds of light. The first is the light of Bina itself, which is a part of the light of Chokhmah. The second is the thickening and the change of form in her acquired by the intensification of the desire. The third is the light of Chasadim that came to her through her own extension from Ein Sof. However, that still did not complete the entire vessel of reception, since Binah is essentially Chokhmah, who is indeed very sublime, being a direct extension from the light of Ein Sof. Consequently, only the root for the vessels of reception and the operator of the operation of the Kli appeared in Binah. Afterwards, that same light of Chasadim that she extended through the power of her intensification extended from her once more, and some illumination of Chokhmah was added. This expansion of the light of Chasadim is called Ze'er Anpin or Chagat. This light of expansion also increased its desire to extend a new abundance that is greater than the measure of the illumination of Chokhmah in its expansion from Binah. This expansion is also regarded as two bchinot, two phases, because the light of expansion itself is called Ze'er Anpin or Vak, while its intensification is called Malchut. This is how we come by the ten sefirot. Keter is Ein Sof. Chokhmah is the light of expansion from Ein Sof. And Binah is the light of Chokhmah that intensified in order to increase the abundance, by which it gained Oviyut, coarseness. Ze'er Anpin, which consists of Hagat Nehi, is the light of Chasadim, with the illumination of Chokhmah that expands from Binah. And Malchut is the second intensification in order to add Chokhmah more than exists in Ze'er Anpin.
I understand this is difficult to perceive immediately, even though we talked about it many times, and you've learned this in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You know, after the test, but you just simply have to read it a few times, and let's organize questions for this later, even for tomorrow or the next day. We'll have a lesson for these four phases, even though I'm certain it won't be, not everyone will be satisfied, and there will be more and more questions. And in truth, these four phases, because this is the source of all the spirituality, it is revealed bit by bit in man. PT 25.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now that when we saw the description of the expansion of the light of Chokhmah and its intensification through Chasadim also, it seems like acceleration, not something that happens slowly.
And they say, I don't understand. That's what? There's no...
Not quickly, but every time there's an addition, it doesn't stay with the present state.
Four phases are the four stages of the will to receive by which it develops. There's a pressure put on it. The will to receive starts from Shoish. Then it develops. There's a force that pressure on it, and it develops it. Then it's revealed more and more, and the light is revealed more and more. That's how they both cascade from above downwards. That's what he's trying to tell us. But what here, phase of direct light, there is light from above downward works here, and there's no action by the lower ones. There's no response. Only the action on the desire, the light on the desire that was made in Prinat Shosh. And then what happens? When Prinat Shosh is done there, it's called Yesh Me'ayin, existence from absence. This is the action of creation, what the Creator created. Existence from absence. Then in this, the upper light, the desire that the Creator created from null, from zero. How this desire expands by this, the light puts pressure, and by that he reaches, eventually he reaches Prinat Daled. Here what we're saying is a simple action of the Creator. Even before there's an the action of the created being. Moscow 1. We can't hear.
Can I ask about the intention? How to hold on to the intention in order to connect with the friends and the Creator, because these words are confusing. This has to be the direction. What is it that I want? And that has to be the most important thing for me. And all of the other things, they're an addition. They might confuse me. I understand them or I don't understand them. This doesn't matter so much. The most important thing is, what am I aimed to? That's it. I'm aimed towards connection with the friends. Inside of this connection, I discover the Creator. I understand more or less whatever is happening to us. The most important is extra connection. Think about that all the time. And all the time, demand of the Creator to build this connection between us more and more. Moscow 6.
Вопрос по описанию сферот в конце этого пункта. Почему?
The question about the description of the sferot at the end of the item. Why does it say that Bina is Chokhmah, not light of Chassadim?
No, Bina is the mere Chokhmah, because a light of Chokhmah acts in it, but what comes out of it is the action of Chesed. That's what's called Bina. Bina's essence is Chokhmah. The internal essence is Chokhmah. Because there's a light of Chokhmah in it, it's because it's entirely in Chassadim. It has what to bestow with, because it has Chokhmah. Salt Lake City.
Sorry, Rabbi, I think we're having technical difficulties. Go ahead.
Okay, PD 32.
In Malchut and in Sof, is there a discernment of Chokhmah and Chassadim, or is it only filled by Chokhmah?
Only Chokhmah fills it according to the desire. Malchut and Sof is only the desire. Chokhmah. That's why all it has is the light of Chokhmah.
Alla fine del paragrafo dice che c'è una parte di Bina che è Malchut che supera.
Che cosa significa? In the end of the paragraph it's written
che si chiama Malchut in Bina, per ricevere la luce superiore.
that what does it mean that Malchut is integrating in Bina to receive the upper light?
That comes later. It's after the corrections when Malchut has to integrate in Bina in order to get the light of Chochmah. It's not now. Now, all we have to see is that there are four phases of direct light that come to the will to receive with Malchut. That's it. Merkaz 1.
We read that in order for there to be the expansion from below downward, there has to be an overcoming. So what do we need for that overcoming?
Overcoming the will to receive, there has to be, directed to the quality of bestowal, the center. That's what we learn. 10, the work, the study, prayer, in order to get the force of overcoming the will to receive. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он тут пишет, что в Бине три света.
Дирав, he writes that Bina has three lights or three kinds. Хохма, Итгабот on the Авиут, and Хасадим. What is the Итгабот of the Авиут?
It's not a light. Bina is the essence side is Chokhmah. Chokhmah acts in it. But the light of Chokhmah in it awakens in it actually resistance to Chokhmah when she wants to be the opposite of it. It in itself, it wants to be in Chasadim. And this oppositeness we have in Bina comes to us from Chokhmah, from the will to bestow of Keter through Chokhmah. But in Bina, there's an opposite desire that awakens. That's how we see every time throughout the entire creation. Even in our world, you have one force, as opposed to it, you get another force. Then again, you can have the first one, etc. PT 13.
Why is the desire of Bina to be the bestower called more of Yud?
Because it comes from the will to receive of it, that it feels. What's the reason that she wants to bestow? Because she feels she's not bestowing, like Chochmah, like Keter. That's why her desire is called thicker, coarser. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what's Shoresh and what comes before it?
Before, there is nothing. We don't know what there is before. Shoresh, root, it's because it's the root for all the lower b'chinot of it. The root is the desire of the Creator Himself. The desire of the Creator Himself. B'china Aleph, Chochmah is already the practical desire of the Creator with the created beings. There is the will to receive, the beginning of the will to receive. Bchina Aleph. With all the light of Chochmah in it, that's what the Creator wants for Chochmah to be in. Bchina Bet is already the correction from the perspective of the created being, what it has to do in order to receive Bchina Aleph and to resemble the Creator. So it has to be both in Bchina Aleph and Bchina Bet, Chochmah and Bina together. That comes to the wholeness of the situation, but for it to come from the Creator being, they have to mix between them. That's Bchina Gimel, Zeranpin, and then they build Malchut. When it wants to receive everything, because it wants to receive everything and it receives everything from the previous Bchinot, then it feels that it has to be not only to receive, but also something from the will to bestow awakens it from Bina. That brings it to Tzimtzum. Learn all these things. Bit by bit, it settles with time. What can you do? Moscow 4.
Не, усиливается сопротивление или что? Пример может быть какой-то совсем непонятный.
the resistance intensifies or what?
Усиление в Бине и в Малхут. Что усиливается? Непонятно.
The intensification in Bina, or what happens there?
Bina wants to be the opposite of Chochmah. That's all. Read it a few times. Think about it. Look at additional materials we have about it, and then we can talk about it. You can't immediately, when something awakens, to ask about it. By that, you're stealing time from everyone. Let's move on.
We are in the middle. We are reading 31 now. Title, the four pchinot in the Ratzon are the four letters of Havaya, which are Kachabtum. 31. The four letters of the four-letter name.
31. Dudi, don't skip on the letters. If it's written Lamed Aleph, say Lamed Aleph.
31. The four otiot, letters, of the four-letter name, the tip of the yud is in sof, meaning the operating force in the thought of creation, which is to delight his creatures, namely the kli of keter. The yud is chokhmah, meaning prina aleph, which is the actual in the potential that is contained in the all, in the light of the itpashtut of Ein Sof. The first hay is bina, meaning prina bet, which is how the potential became actual, meaning the light of chokhmah that became more av. Vav is Zer Anpin, or Chagat Nehi, meaning the Itpashtut of the light of Chassadim that came about through Bina, meaning it is Pchina Gimel, the force for the performance of the operation. The lower He in Havaya is Malchut, meaning Pchinat Dalet, is the manifestation of the complete act in the vessel of reception that has intensified to extend more Shefa than its measure of Itpashtut and Bina. That completes the Tzura, the form, of the will to receive, and the All, the light that clothes in its vessel, in its Kli. Being the will to receive that is completed only in this fourth prina and not before. Now you can easily see that there isn't an O in the Elyonim or the Tachtonim, the upper ones and lower ones, that isn't arranged under the four-letter name, being the four prinot. Without it, the will to receive that should be in every O is incomplete. For it is this will that the place and the measurement of that O, that light.
Meaning again, he's talking about the four faces of the will to receive, but now he gives them signs, letters. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Hei Vav Hei. Instead of saying Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Bin Malchut, Malchut, he says Kotso Shel Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because that's how we mention them. That's how we call them. Where do we get these? They're from the expansion of the light upon the desire. When we, this way, we, that's how we call Kotso Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud. It's like a thorn, like a tip. Yud is the beginning of the desire of Chochmah. He is the desire of Bina. It's developed. She doesn't want Chochmah. She wants to express herself. Vav is Ziran Bin. And He, lower He is Malchut. Now, where did they get these symbols from? It's like all the symbols of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet. It's from the expansion of the light upon the desire. That's where we got these shapes of the letters. When the expansion from above downwards is the light that expands to the desire, and the expansion from below upwards is the desire responding to the light, and right to left is from Chochmah to Chassadim, or from Chassadim to Chochmah. That's from left to right. And from these pictures, these relationship between up, down, right, and left, we have all the different shapes. That's where we get all the shapes of the alphabet from. That's why we can't change anything in the alphabet. We can't do anything with it. Also, in the language itself, because the shape of these letters, we just talked about it, that comes to us from the expansion of the light upon the desire, and also the order of the letters is constant, and it is determined from the laws of the expansion of light in the desires. You can't have one letter and then another and another. It can only be in this order in order to realize a certain action, a certain essence, some action of the light. That's why even though this language comes to us almost from Adam HaRishon, from Adam HaRishon almost 6,000 years ago, he discovered the spiritual roots, and the way he passed it on to us is the alphabet. But the shape doesn't change, the names don't change, and the words that are written do not change, because these are laws of the expansion of the light in the desire. So here he explains to us how we call these letters, the otiot, according to the degrees. Shosh alef bet gimel dalet, or keter chokhma binazer anpin malchut, or kitzo shel yud, yud kei vav kei.
Toronto 1. Скажите, это четыре разные стадии желания. Но почему тогда...
It's different 4 degrees of the desire. So why are Bina and Malchut...
Well, we'll learn this later. Ask it later, because we'll learn it later. The question is right, but it's not for now. Move on, Dudi.
We are reading item 32. Title, the letters Yud Vav of Havaya are thin because they are only potential. 32. This might surprise us, since Yud implies Chochmah, and Hey implies Binah, and the entire Atzmut of the O that exists in the Esser Sfirot, in the Sfirah of Chochmah, while Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut are merely Levushim, clothings, compared to the Chochmah. Thus, Chochmah should have taken the greater letter in the four-letter name. The thing is that the otiyot, the letters of the four-letter name, do not imply and indicate the amount of light in Ein Sof. Instead, they indicate measurement of impact on the Kli. The white in the parchment of the scroll of the Torah implies the light, and the black being the otiyot, the letters in the scroll of the Torah, indicate the quality of the Kelim. Thus, because Keter is only Prina of Shorish, the Shorish of the Kli, it is therefore implied only in the tip of the Yud. Chochmah, which is the force that has not actually appeared, is implied by the smallest among the Otiyot, namely Yud. Bina, where the force is carried out in action, is indicated by the widest letter, the He. Zeranpin is only the force for the performance of the act, and is therefore implied by a long and narrow letter being the Vav. Its thinness indicates that the essence of the Kli is as yet concealed and remains in potential, and its length indicates that at the end of its expansion appears the complete Kli. Chokhmah did not manage to manifest the entire Kli in her Hitpashtut, for Bina is an incomplete Kli, but is the operator of the Kli. The leg of the Yud is short, insulating that it is still short, meaning did not manifest the force in it, and through its expansion, the entire Kli. Malchut is also implied by the letter He, like Bina, which is a wide letter, appearing in its complete Tzura. It should not surprise you that Bina and Malchut have the same Otiyot, because in the Olam Tikkun they are indeed similar and lend their kelim to one another. As the verse says, so they too went.
Really, as the verse says, we'll talk about it many times, about the letters, the otiyot and the order and the connection between them and it's their form. It's all bit by bit. When we acquire the wisdom, we'll talk about it. Besides that, all we can say is one thing. All in all, the wisdom of Kabbalah scrutinizes what's in Yudke Vavke. That's call the name of the Creator. It comes from the Creator. It enters creation, and then we start scrutinizing. We start scrutinizing the Creator's relation to creation from below upwards. Understand that there aren't many questions because there are many details here, and there's a place here where you can say that we'll scrutinize them bit by bit with time, because we're going to learn about all the actions. So bit by bit it will become clearer what are the four p'chinot and the qualities between them and the connection between them. All in all, learn it now. We'll have many details, many words, but nothing will be left. That's out of experience. That's why we simply move on to chapter 9.
Chapter 9. Spiritual movement means renewal of Shinui Tzura.
Now he starts to explain to us, when we talk about Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, these Bechinot, what's going on here? Movement of the desires. So let's see what this movement is.
Number 33. We should still scrutinize the meaning of time and movement that we come across in almost every word in this wisdom. Indeed, you should know that the spiritual movement is not tangible, like tangible motion from one location to another. It refers to a renewed tzua, a renewed form. We denominate every renewing form by the title movement. That chidush, the renewing, meaning the shinui tzua, the disparity of form that was renewed in the spiritual, unlike its general preceding form that is spiritual, it is regarded as having been divided and distanced from that spiritual. It is considered to have come out with its own name and authority, by which he became exactly like a corporeal essence that some past part departed from and moved about from a different place. For that reason, the renewing of the form is referred to as movement.
Ken. Shilot, no, Africa.
Yes, questions. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, what's the difference between a vessel that's moving and the connection between the light that expands it into its final form?
Connection
I didn't understand. Ask again.
The passage is talking about movement, and the question is, what's the connection between the light that is at rest and a vessel that is moving in order to reveal this light?
The light is in rest because the light has only one goal. It doesn't change its way. Even though every time it acts differently, it's according to the Kli, in order to bring the Kli to do its right duty. And the Kli changes all the time. It gets more and more adaptation from the light to the light until it can reach its correction. That's why there are no changes in the light. It's all in one intention, in one direction. This is the meaning of the verse. The upper light is in complete rest, and all changes are only in the Kli. The Kli is taking upon itself different changes in order to eventually bring itself to be identified with the light. Latin 4.
Rav, cuando se habla de la adhesión al Creador,
when we're speaking about adhesion with the Creator, we're speaking about a desire that I build, or does it come from the thought of creation that I aspire for spiritual life?
I didn't understand. Repeat, please.
Gracias, Ra. Cuando se habla de la adhesión al Creador, se habla...
When we're speaking about Dvikut with the Creator, we're speaking about a desire that I build, or does it come from the thought of creation?
You build the desire out of your connection with the Ten, and in this desire you discover the Creator. According to the desire you've built, that's why it's written, you have made me. That's what the Creator says, that according to the desire we build, we make from our broken desires. We every time build the Creator until we reach the complete form, which is Him, the complete one. That's the meaning of us being in Gemar Tikkun, in the final correction. That's the way it is. PT 34.
Can you explain what is the form compared to the matter of the vessels? Are there examples how to relate to something called form?
There's matter and there's form. You have to read about it. Then you can ask. I can't talk about it now.
What is disparity of form or equivalence of form?
Desire. There is the raw desire and there is the shape of the desire. What it's yearning for. New York 3.
Can we search for these matters between us, even though it's talking about the process from above to below?
No. All we should do is be in the words Rabash writes about the group. We shouldn't be confused about what we're learning. Tomorrow we'll learn a different part of the test and then you'll start doing it over there. No. This is what we learn, and it's in order to draw the light that reforms will help us communicate more or connect more to the group according to the articles by Rabash. Work only this way.
So here, just to listen with our head down to the word and follow the words of Bala Sulam.
Yes. This is, we learn this in general in order to draw the light that reforms. We don't learn this in order to understand. We won't be able to understand. We learn it in order to have the force to connect between us, ourselves. And out of this connection between ourselves, in the Ten, we'll discover spiritual life. And out of the spiritual life, we'll start understanding that. All you have to understand is one thing. You're like a child now. You're taking a book about the grown-up life, some novel, and you're starting to read it, but you don't understand anything about what's going on because you don't have the sensation of what's going on between grown-ups. But you're reading and you're reading and you want to understand, but you don't have these discernments. So first we have to build the kli, the ten, and there to realize the connection. And all we learn about in tests is only in order to have the strength to connect within the ten. And don't forget what Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar in item 155 and other places, that all in all, the reason we're learning it is in order to have the force to connect. And within this connection, we will reveal the upper world. And French, well, what can you do?
Is there a connection between overcoming above the changes to faith above reason?
Yes, it's the same. This is the same. Now we're moving on to Noach portion.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson, but sing a song first. מתחברים אל המקור בפר ובקבדור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir, Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine